Stop bleeding. You won't need a tourniquet.
Does it hurt much, Papa?
Oh, that it does, girl, but it'll mend. Any sign of Esme?
No, Papa.
You mean there's somebody else?
It's their elephant, Dad.
An elephant?
What, out here in the open sea?
We better go back and look for her.
We better get you to Coral Key. This leg might be broken.
Well, right now, Esme is worth a lot more to myself. But we had to abandon the boat. A crate washed over. I saw it floating over that way. Could you circle around a bit, sir? The leg will wait.
All right, we'll take a look for her.
Hang on.
To the doctor, we'll find Esme.
And the boat, too.
All right, let's go. Take it easy now. Come on. Oh.
Not now, Flipper. This is an emergency. What?
Ah, she's been saved.
Yes, sir, Mr. Ricks. Seven fat years and seven lean. We've lost all our animals these past 7 years. All except these two.
Our luck must change.
You've been saying that for 3 years, Papa.
I'll be patient, girl. Lady Luck's a capricious one.
What's capricious?
A person who keeps changing their mind, right, Dad?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you mean like a girl.
Esme is the smallest elephant in the world. After all, what did Barnum himself start with but a midget?
That's right. General Tom Thumb.
Exactly.
But, Papa, Esme won't always be small. She'll grow up.
Well, that won't matter too much. She'll be famous by then. I will take her from port to port until the name Esme becomes a household word.
And what will we take her in? The boat's lost, remember?
Now the damage can't be great. We'll find her and have her repaired.
Yeah, with what? That takes money. And if Mr. Simpson finds us, we may even lose Esme.
What, you owe him money?
$200.
He threatened to take Esme away unless we pay. You wouldn't be having that kind of money about, would you?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
I suppose now that you know we're on the lam, you'll be denying us your hospitality.
Well, Mr. McCoy, I am a government officer, you know.
And a credit to your calling, I'm sure. Bonnie, give me a hand up, and we won't be troubling you no more.
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute. Can't go anywhere until that leg is healed.
Thank you very much, Ranger. A gentleman you are, even though a minion of the law.
We won't stay longer than we have to.
Well, you let me worry about that.
If you wanted to try these...
Hey, yeah!
Gee, I'm glad you're staying, Bunny.
Me too, but I'm worried about Papa.
Let's stop worrying for a while.
I'll try. Gee, that was great.
You want to try it again?
Sure.
Thank you.
You look beautiful underwater.
Just underwater?
Oh, no. No, I mean... Hey, look. Effie, how'd she get out?
Oh, no. Sandy, you've got to help me catch her.
Next nature study trip, I want all of you to read the book Animals Are Man's Best Friends by Swift. It will supplement what I have told you here today, which is
not to call my brother a skunk, because a skunk is one of our forest friends.
All right, children, we'll take up your manners toward your brother some other time, but at least part of your statement was correct. Skunks are our friends, as well as chipmunks, squirrels, and even the larger animals, unless provoked.
Look at teacher! Look at her run!
Thief.
Honey, don't get so excited.
That's what you are, a robber and a thief. Extra continental breakfast, a crummy cup of coffee, extra entertainment, television I can watch at home, extra boat service for tying up a line.
Everything costs money. I'm not in business for charity.
Well, I got a good mind to report you to the National Boating Association.
Why didn't you do that?
Charlie! Hey, Charlie! Come here, take a look at this, will you?
A 250-pound elephant and a chimpanzee were the cause of a near riot at Coral Key Park yesterday. A chimp and an elephant, that's pretty funny. Hey! Them's the McCoys who sailed out of here without paying their bill.
Charlie, if you get any smarter, I'll get my money's worth out of you yet. Get my boat ready and clear the junk out of the garage.
We having guests or something?
Yeah, an elephant.
Elephant? That's pretty funny.
I'm not a hard man, Mr. Ricks. I only want what's owing to me. You don't think I want to take the elephant away from these people? It'll probably cost me a lot of money before I get her sold. I hear them zoos drive a tough bargain.
A zoo for Esma? Papa!
Now, honey. Don't you worry. Mr. Ricks here spotted our boat. And if I can salvage it, we can get back into business again. I'll give you an IOU. Oh, please. It won't take long to salvage the boat.
And I'll co-sign that IOU.
I'm sorry, Mr. Ricks. I'll take the elephant.
Where is it?
She's gone.
I don't know. She was here a minute ago. Well, too bad. Looks like you'll have to take that IOU after all.
Wait a minute. What kind of a trick is this?
Well, you see, she's not here. Esme?
What's that?
That's my brother, Bud.
The little boy? What's the matter with him?
There's nothing the matter with him. He's practicing. That's it. He's practicing.
Practicing what?
He's going to sing in the choir, and he's practicing his part.
Yes, you see, his voice is changing.
You better watch that upper register, son. You're going to strain your tonsils.
Tonsils? What tonsils?
Oh, yeah, we'll watch it. Dad's giving him voice lessons.
That's the elephant. Voice lessons. Baloney.
Good try, fellas.
What's going on here?
That's what I'd like to know, Ranger.
Papa, he's taking her away.
There, there, girl. She's not gone yet.
Come aboard! Come up, you beast! Come on up here! Come on here! Come on!
He stole my boat!
Look at him! Stole your boat?
Yeah, look out there!
Charge of abandoning ship.
Now, wait a minute, Ranger.
That was an accident.
Besides, you let an unlicensed operator run the boat. That happens to be a misdemeanor. Besides the damage you did to the park launch, which happens to be government property.
Oh, my insurance will handle that. Okay, Warden, I'll take the rap for the boat. After all, you did save my life. What do you want me to do?
Well, Flipper saved your life. Why don't you ask him?
You mean that dolphin talks, too?
Sure he talks. Tell him, Flipper.
What's he saying?
He says he doesn't want Esme the elephant to leave.
Well, seeing as how I'm obligated to you all, I'll give McCoy a little time to get on his feet like he asked for. But that's all. I'll be back for my money. Business is business.
See, what did I tell you, girl? Lady Luck's come through for us at last.
With the help of a gentleman. Flipper!
Everyone loves a king of the sea. Ever so kind and gentle is he. Tricks he will do when children are near. And how they laugh when he's near. They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder.